This is Leo from actualize.org, and today I'm going to do a quick little video blog on the idea of investing in yourself, investing in life, and even investing in money, because it's all the same, it's all investment. And the question I really have is, are you a short or are you a long-term investor? Why is this important? Well, I tend to think of short-term investing as being something that's flaky and not something that pans out really well, whereas long-term investing can be very lucrative and very valuable to you. And I don't just mean investing in stocks, although that can certainly apply to that domain. And I'm by no means a stock investment expert, so I don't feel qualified to give advice there. But I'm mostly talking about investing in yourself and investing in life. I find that a lot of times people have short attention spans, and they tend to jump on stuff and then get out of it and jump on new stuff. They tend to dabble and jump from one thing to another. That leads to a kind of short-term investment mindset, which is not very good towards building lasting success and whatever kind of success that might be, financial, personal, fitness, relationship, any of that kind of stuff. It's usually great and very, very valuable to be able to invest in something over the long term. So a great a great example of this is investing in your career, because with career, what you're doing really, and this is talked really well about a book by Cal Newport called So Good They Can't Ignore You. And there he really talks about building career capital. And really, in order to become happy and successful in your career, what you need to do is you need to start investing in it and building up the skill that makes you valuable relative to others in the field, so that when you go to your employers, you're asking for a raise, or even if you're running your own business, if you go and you start charging and you want to charge clients more money, or you want to move into a different domain and expand your business, what's preventing you from doing that ultimately is skill and knowledge and know-how. And so building that up to be able to be valuable to other people, because whether you're in a career or you're running the business yourself, the reason you're making money on it is because you're providing value to others, and it's a value exchange. And you're usually offering more value than you're receiving. At least that's the ideal way that you want to be running your business. That's the most sustainable way. So to do that, to provide that kind of value, you need to have value in yourself, you need to have value to give, and to do that, you need to build your skills. So, let's say you're a graphic artist and you want to advance in your career. Well, the best way to do that is to really get good at doing graphic design and graphic arts. It's not so much about hobnobbing with other people, although that can be useful in its own rights and in its own, in different types of jobs, there's varying degrees as to how useful that is. But generally, if you're doing something skillful, like you're a writer, you're an artist, you're a designer, whatever it is that you're doing, it's good to become better and better skilled at it. Then you'll have more leverage in the value that you're willing to provide others, and so others will give you more in return. So if you want the company car, and you want the 4-week vacation, and you want the great health insurance that somebody might provide you when they employ you, well, you better provide a lot in return. That means you're providing awesome writing, or awesome graphic design, or awesome, art, if that's your thing, whatever it is. So that's a great, a great starting point for long and short-term investment, because with a career, usually to build skills, that is something that you need to invest a lot of time into. And to do that, you need to have some discipline, and you need to also kind of understand the process of mastery. I have other video blogs on mastery. It's a deep topic. You can research that. So that's another good shooting off point for a tangent. But I won't go into that here. What I really want to focus is more on the investing in yourself. So, thinking about how to invest in yourself, and that is the most valuable use of your time. It's not a matter of going and, asking for a raise per se. That's going to get you the big bucks. It's not a matter of saving money that's going to get you the big bucks. So stop thinking in terms of that. It's not like winning the lottery. It's not you know, saving on your groceries, that kind of stuff is not really what makes you rich and successful. What makes you rich and successful is building your brain. Because what are skills? What is knowledge? It's building your brain. So the more you can build your brain, the more knowledge and experience you can have that's valuable to other people, that is what's going to make you sustainably rich. Because when you have that experience, that's something that, you know, very few people can take away from you, and yet at the same time everybody wants from you. So that's something you can use to trade with. Especially in modern American society, where most business and work is done as a service now. We're not doing manufacturing anymore. We're not doing farming. It's more about, you know, what kind of services can you provide to other people? And a lot of it is about information services, marketing services, that kind of stuff. And that all requires massive amounts of skill. And, you know, as society advances, it's just going to get more and more skill is going to need to be required to do that stuff well. So think about that. Think about when you're trying to optimize your time and make the most efficient use of your time in your day and your week, and you're planning that stuff out, try to plan more time for improving your skills, improving your experience with whatever it is that you're working in. Because as you're doing that, that's making you a better, more valuable asset to others in the long run. And for sure, this is not something that will immediately pay off. It might not. And on the other hand, it also might. So you have to take a look at it and weigh the pros and cons of getting a short-term gain versus a long-term gain. But, you know, this is a classic problem that I'm sure, you know, you've heard of before, is that you want to be focused more towards the long term than the short term immediate gratification. Because as you're building yourself up to be a valuable asset to others, that's where the big bucks are going to come for you. That's where your biggest success is going to come. And there's multiple levels on which you can do this. So one way I just talked about was just like pure skills. Like you can just become, you know, let's say a better artist, if that's what you do. That's one thing. But then there's another level. You can do it on an even higher level where you're really focusing more on abstract inner game than you are on specific skills. So for an artist, specific skills would be, you know, learning to paint better, maybe learning Photoshop, that kind of stuff if you're a traditional artist. Those would be kind of skills that you want to develop to get more value there. The soft skills you might want to develop, though, are also important, and they might, in fact, be more important, which I'll make the case for that they actually are. And that's stuff like, you know, what do I mean by soft skills? Soft skills, I mean, let's say, people skills. Let's say your business involves selling art. So not only do you have to paint the art, you also have to be able to hobnob with clients. And you have to be funny. You have to be entertaining. You have to be likable. You have to also be political. You have to be savvy. You have to be a little bit witty. You have to be maybe a little bit conniving at times to get what you want, to get the kind of success there. So it's not that you just, you know, paint a painting and all of a sudden you're Picasso and you're wealthy and famous. There's marketing involved with that. So you have to manage public expectations to be successful there. So what kind of soft skills do you need to get there? And another way to ask that question is to say, well, who do you have to be? How do you have to change yourself to get to that position where you see yourself being as that like successful artist that also is loved by clients and gets a lot of business? Well, in that case, you know, the soft skills, like we've said, are probably like people skills. Maybe humor, develop a sense of humor, develop some business acumen. So what are all the ways that you could do that? You know, well, you can maybe take some improv classes, maybe read some books on comedy, maybe start practicing that stuff with your friends, start bringing it into your work, start going to networking events. That's still a little bit of not like full inner game. When I'm talking about full inner game, and this is like the really deep but also abstract stuff, is like what's holding you back as an artist? You know, where's your creativity coming from? Because I would assume that as an artist, creativity and originality and innovation would be something that would be very valuable to you beyond all the other stuff, probably more so than everything else. And that everything else that you do kind of hinges on that. So if that's the case, you know, how do you reconnect with your creativity? How do you heighten your creativity? So you start thinking about, you know, ways that you can become more creative. What kind of what kind of things do you have to think about to start putting yourself into creative modes of thinking, so you're feeling creative throughout the day? So you start structuring your life around that, so you have more creativity. Also, you know, if you're an artist, maybe you have blocks. What's blocking you from achieving that kind of success that you want? Maybe it's some sort of issues in the past where, you know, you've painted great stuff and it hasn't sold, and so that has become like a limiting belief or a block on how successful you think you can be, and that's holding you back. So maybe if that's the case, then really to be successful and to really be that the top level artist, what you're gonna have to do is you have to work through that stuff, right? You're gonna find your sense of confidence again. You're gonna have to find a sense of confidence in your creative expression. So this is now getting into really abstract territory. You know, how do you help someone find their confidence and their sense of expression? Actually, that's not that hard. The trick is just figuring out what the challenges are first. So you start there. You also need to have a vision of where you're going. And then you start breaking it down to small bite-sized pieces. And there's steps you can take. There's always concrete steps you can take to develop an abstract aspect of yourself. So if you want more confidence, there's so many different ways that you can do it. You know, you can start painting quirkier types of art. Maybe 10% of the stuff you paint now is going to be less mainstream and more quirky, and you're going to be showing that more to other to patrons and to clients, and you're going to start getting their feedback, and you're going to mentally start telling yourself that each time that you're stepping out of your comfort zone and you're doing this quirkier type of work, maybe it's work that's a little bit offensive, a little bit on the edge, that you're not going to care what other people think. And it might be hard at first, but after a while, you know, you start to do that. And so you move yourself closer to being comfortable expressing who you really are. And then maybe you take that from 10% to 20%, and then from 20 to 30, and you kind of inch your way up and you test the waters and you see. And over time, usually if it's something abstract, it takes time to develop. You start to develop that confidence in your creative expression. And that's just one example. You know, I've been talking about artists. This could apply virtually to anything. Weight loss, nutrition, your business, any sort of other career that you might be in besides art, any sort of personal development goals that you have, relationship goals, whatever it is. Making those kinds of long-term investments, developing your inner game so that you're changing who you are to become who you want to be. That's how you're getting sustainable change. It's not about a behavioral change. Behavioral change, you can make behavioral changes. A lot of times you'll backslide, you'll lapse back into old behaviors because the underlying problem hasn't been fixed. And the underlying problem is how you're thinking about stuff. So that's another example of long-term investment. And also about how you think about stuff, how you think about what you're doing and how much it's contributing to your overall success. I think this is really critical. And this is kind of the crux of this distinction between long and short term. And I'll give you an example of when I was starting my internet business. I used to be an internet marketer. I still am to some extent, but really I used to focus a lot on SEO, and I did that for 4 years. And I had some websites when we were launching our first website, the way to launch it, and I knew that all of my success and all of my money from that website would come from the fact that I'm doing SEO on it and that I'm building backlinks. And so, you know, to have your site show up high on search engines, what you need to do is you need to get other websites to link to it. So I knew that everything that I was getting was going to be valuable. And in my mind, you know, getting these links can be tedious and it can be very mundane and grindy work. And the way that I kind of tricked myself into making these links, I made a lot of them by hand myself, was that I started to think about what each link was worth. And instead of thinking of this, oh, this is just a link, you know, what, this is just a link. Instead of thinking about it like that, you know, how valuable is one link? Oh, it's not worth anything. I started thinking of every link as golden, as like a diamond in my collection, because I knew that if I got enough of them, the value of those links could literally be infinite. And here's how the math kind of worked on that. You know, if I can get, let's say I need 2,000 links to get my site to start ranking really well on Google, and that with those 2,000 links, my website is going to start to bring in $200,000 a year. Our website actually started to bring in more than that. And just from one website, from building links. And And if you do the math and you start to think, you know, well, if you're earning $200,000 a year and you have 2,000 links, and all you need to do is build 2,000 links to start earning $200,000 a year, how much is each link worth at that point? Well, you can do the division and you'll see, you know, how much it's worth. It can be worth a ton, but then actually in reality, that website will be making you money for more than 1 year. It'll be making you money for years, maybe for the rest of your life. So at that point, how much are those links, you know, how much are 2,000 links to achieve that worth to you? I'm simplifying it, but that's a good way to think about it, because literally I started thinking of every link as worth like hundreds of dollars. So if I can get one link, that's like $100 in my pocket. It's like $1,000 in my pocket. It can be priceless. You know, the sky can be the limit depending on, you know, how I'm monetizing the website and all that kind of stuff. And that gave me a lot of motivation to create every link, because think of the difference. On the one hand, here I am thinking about every link is worth $1,000, and then on the other hand, there's my competitor, and he's thinking and seeing every link as being, you know, worth a dollar. Who's going to make more links? Obviously, I am, because I'm valuing it much higher. And so this is the kind of mindset that is good to apply to, let's say, your career or any sort of investment in yourself. You know, how valuable is it for you, for example, to read a book that's going to help you deal with your emotions so you're more emotionally stable? Well, immediately it might not be that valuable, but over the long run, calculate how much value you get from that in your whole life. That can be a staggering amount, because think about what that gets you. More emotional stability, maybe you'll be better at work, you'll be able to communicate with colleagues better without getting angry at them or pissing them off. You'll be able to manage social situations better. So maybe you'll get promoted at work. You'll be put in project management positions. That's going to give you more prestige, more visibility, more connections with other people. It's going to give you bigger paychecks, raises, all that kind of stuff just from that. And that's just one facet of your life. That's just your work. What about the emotional stability, for example, will get you in your relationships? Well, much less heartache. Now these are kind of less tangible, less, you can't put a money or a dollar amount, it's hard to put a dollar amount, for example, having less fights with your significant other. But you can also see how valuable it can be to get that result. You know, what if you can reduce the amount of fights you have by 50%? What if you're able to form deeper connections with your friends? What if you're less, you become more focused, so you're less easily distracted by other people from getting off your path because you're emotionally stable, so you're less insecure, right? If you're insecure, it's very easy to knock you off your path. Someone says one thing, all of a sudden you're up in your head about it. You start to doubt yourself. If you're very secure, then you're going to be going down the same route, you're going to be plowing, and you're going to most likely inevitably get success, because if you plow at something hard enough, you're going to learn, you're going to take your knocks, you're going to fail enough times, you're going to learn your lessons. And so that's a good way to think about what it means to invest in yourself. You know, how to develop those more abstract qualities of you, all that stuff that I call self-actualization, how to develop those, stuff like emotional stability, security, maybe creativity, more peace in your life, and think about all the stuff that gets you and how valuable those soft, intangible kind of things actually are, because they are super valuable. In fact, I'm going to be doing more video blogs making my case about really the need for outer game, but also the incredible value of inner game and how coaching can help with that. All right, so I'm going to pause it there and wrap this one up. My name is Leo, and I'm coming at you from actualize.org. Peace out.